Episode 2055, Your Reflection Comes From Within.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to get your jumpsuit on? Yes, I mean, get your blood pumping like no other day before. It's Wellness Wednesday. Your reflection comes from within. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you are going to have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, your well-being comes from not just taking good care of your outside, but caring for the inside with great tenacity. Be the inspiration on the inside that you want to see on the outside. Your reflection comes from within. You know, people tend to take care of the outside. Why? Have you ever really thought about that? You know, you're like, okay, yeah, cool, because I want to look good. Yeah, you want to look good because that's the reflection everyone sees. No one sits there and opens you up and says, oh my gosh, your organs look awesome. I mean, come on, let's be real. So we want to look good on the outside. We spend our money on moisturizers. We spend our money on food products that help us lose weight, maybe supplements, all of this stuff that really is trying to trim up what we see on the outside to make us firmer, right? The cellulite. Yeah, I know, ladies, you're looking at it. You're going, oh my gosh, where'd that come from all of a sudden? It's been there. It just hasn't been as noticeable. But you're like, oh, I've seen this cream and I've got to have it. And so you'll lather yourself up in it. But what's happening on the inside? When the inside is cared for, the reflection becomes even more vibrant. It radiates throughout your mind, body, and spirit. What have you tried to change in regards to your healthy living? Have you really thought about that? Have you really sat down and said, you know what? I'm not liking where I am. And what is that? What is it about my lifestyle when it comes to your health and well-being? Let's be specific. We're not talking about marriage. We're not talking about the kids. You can't throw them away. You can't return them. There's a no return policy on children. The pets, maybe you would like to get rid of them, but you're like, well, eventually they will go on and that's all right. So you like put up with them. You may be able to trade in your car for a different car, but for you right now, it's not about any of that. It's about your health, your well-being. What do you want to change? What do you not like about what you see? That reflection. And it's not about that reflection on the outside. I'm talking about that reflection that comes from within. When you begin to start breaking down exactly what you don't like, then you begin to start the process of finding a solution. And a lot of us are just more like, I don't know. This commercial's saying this, so I'm going to buy into that. Meaning that you're like, I need to lose 20 pounds. Why? Well, I got a little beer belly here. Right, guys? That's what you're saying. The women, you're like, oh, cellulite. Oh my gosh. I've got to have a gap between my legs. I mean, whatever it is. Maybe that's old school or new school. It doesn't matter what school. What matters is you. You matter. Your health matters. And you've got to begin to start really looking at what you need for your healthy living. What does that lifestyle look like? I know for me, I have been walking that this year. It has been a process. Why? Because I am in the change of life, of which I have no control over. Now, I can control a few things, but not everything. And so instead of trying to buy into these excuses that I control nothing, I look at it and say, what can I control? Let's deal with that. And then what I can't control, well, let's see what I can tweak from what I can control and see if I can gain some influence on what I can't control. And so it's been working on my nutrition. It's been working on my fitness, specifically my upper body strength. My legs, they are rock solid. My upper body, I'm strong, but I've had injuries, and so I'm really wanting to get stronger in certain areas. And so I'm working on that. And you know what? I've got to be patient. Why? Because number one, I'm much older than I was 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 20 years ago. But in actuality, you know what? I'm actually stronger now than I was when I was in high school. Now, I say that. I don't really know if that is really true. I just feel that on the inside, which is a wonderful feeling to have. But there's still some underlying frustration because I'm not seeing the reflection on the outside as much as I am on the inside. And I have to constantly remind myself that it's not about the reflection that everybody else sees. It's about the reflection that I see from the inside out. So how do you get from where you are to where you want to go? Well, you got to record it or you won't own it. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Record it or you won't own it. Much of what we do comes from what we own. And if you are needing to make a change, in order to make that change, you've got to own whatever you're doing. So if you're doing something great, awesome, guess what? Keep doing it. But if you're not doing something great, you need to own it so you can make a change. Otherwise, what happens? You're just making excuses because you're like, yeah, I really don't want to do that. You know, look at your children. You're like, I want you to clean your room. Oh, mom, but it's clean. What do? They just push everything under the bed. I remember I was little once before. Look, it's clean. And then you look under the bed and it's like 3 weeks worth of clothes. You've got stuffed animals. You've got, nowadays, who knows what's underneath those beds. You've got game stuff. You've got missing headphones. You've got these dongles and you're thinking, no wonder you can't find anything. That's not what it means to clean your room. It's not just shove everything under your bed or close the closet and, oh, look, mom, you can see the floor. No, that's not what it is. You've got to start from the inside and work out. And so in order to do that, you got to own it. So you got to record it or you won't own it. So what does that look like in real life? How can you begin to record it in today's world? Number one, write it, not type it. Yes, out of sight, out of mind. I understand that you've got this cute little thing attached to your hand that holds your whole life story in it. You can hold maybe 4,000 or 5,000 pictures. You may be having all these cool, awesome apps. You game on it. You pay bills on it. You go shopping on it. You talk to friends on it. You even have some conversations with your children and with your spouse, and it's awesome. But guess what? If you are not physically putting pen to paper, you are not connecting what you're actually doing. And this is showing up in studies right now because we have already proven that when you write and you put pen to paper, you retain it more. And so when you write it, not type it, guess what? Well, you've written it down, which means what? It's going down on a piece of paper. That piece of paper is somewhere. You have to see it again. You're beginning to touch what? Multiple senses. You have 5 senses. The more you touch, the more you will remember, the more you will recall, which means the more you have to own. So write down what you eat, what you drink, your fitness workout, your sleep routine, and even a motivational statement. What are you doing? Now, you may like a planner style. You may just want to get a basic spiral notebook and just put Monday. And then you write down, okay, I'm going to write eat, you know, what I eat, how much I'm drinking water, if you need to keep track of what you're sleeping. And you don't have to do necessarily everything. Write down what you're working on. So if you're like, I need accountability when it comes to my workout, great. Then what is your goal? Set your goal for the week. I really want to work out 3 times a week. Great. So the day you work out, you're like, workout done, click. And you check it off. You're like, yay, it's a celebration. And not only are you celebrating it because you're writing it, but you're celebrating it also because you're seeing it again, not just because you did it. So it's important. Write it, not type it. This holds you also personally responsible, personally accountable, because it becomes real in both your mind and your heart, which allows you to confirm what you're talking about to yourself. Yeah, you're not crazy. But when you're standing in the shower and you're getting ready and you're like, gosh darn it, I really need to get more sleep. I'm tired of getting up and I'm tired of being tired. And then you know what? It would be nice to lose just 10 pounds. I'm just going to start there. I want 10 solid pounds. And I'm going to work on building my muscle. But man, if that 10 pounds can come off, I would just be ecstatic. So let's do that. So write it, not type it. Instead of just talking to yourself, it becomes what? More of a reality, not just something that becomes words in the air floating around. Number two, plan it, not assume it. If you rely on your memory or habits, something else will get in the way. Now, you can throw the argument out that, well, if it's a habit, you're still going to do it and you don't have to think much about it. That's not the case. Because when you are busy, and what is everybody's response? What's your response? Oh, I'm too busy. Are you too busy? You are, because you're putting out everybody else's fires. The fire may be, Mom, I'm hungry. You're putting out that fire. The fire may be, Hun, have you paid the bills? You're putting out that fire. The fire may be, have you finished this project from your boss? You're putting out that fire. What happened to, hey, Sue, you need to work out because your heart needs you to work out? Oh, didn't get that memo. I did get that report. Plan it, not assume it, because something is always going to get in the way. Do what matters because you matter. And remember, planning it creates routines. A lot of people get stuck on habits. Habits are awesome. But when you are making a choice to get up in the morning and exercise at 4 o'clock, that is not a habit. That is a choice. I know, I've been there. I've done those early morning workouts and they're hard. I used to wake up and I would do 7 to 11 miles a day. When my body would wake up between 3:30 and 4 o'clock in the morning, it didn't matter. I woke up on my own. I got up, I got dressed, put my shoes on, and I was out the door all in under 10 minutes. Did I brush my teeth? No, everybody was sleeping. I popped a mint in my mouth and off I went to the track. That's what I did day after day after day after day. I didn't make it a habit. Did I do it every single day? You better believe I did, for years upon years. But the problem is that it really didn't matter that I was doing it every single day. It mattered because I made the choice. It was a choice that I had. And some would argue that, well, it's a habit. No, it's not a habit, because I had to physically get in a car, start the engine, open the garage door, drive out, and go to the track. That means I had to make some decisions along the way. I wasn't sleepwalking. Habits are things that you do just rudimentally. Brushing your teeth, going to the bathroom. Okay, those are habits. How do you sit when you eat your food? Do you lean on your elbows? Okay, that's a habit. Or do you sit up straight and one hand's on your lap and the utensils in your other hand? Now, I know this kind of sounds strange, but you got to plan it, not assume it. If you're just sitting here thinking that's going to happen because you've done it enough, guess what? Yeah, that fire comes. What do you think you're going to do? Oh, got to put that fire out. Then it's not a habit. If you got to go to the bathroom, you better believe it, you're going to go to the bathroom. So write it, not type it. Plan it, not assume it. And finally, number three, do it, not crush it. It's not about being all in, because I guarantee you, you're going to fall off. You're going to eat that piece of pie that you said you would not eat for 1 year straight. You're going to have that drink of soda because you said you weren't going to do it, and you're going to have it 5 days in. Does that mean you just throw your hands up in the air and say, that's it, I'm waiting till Monday. Monday comes around, something happens. Oh, I'll start again next Monday. 2 months later, you're like, I've already missed 8 Mondays. Oh, we'll just wait a couple more Mondays because it's a holiday now. So I'm going to wait. All of a sudden now, it's into the new year and you're like, wow, I missed like 12 Mondays. If I would have just done something twice a week, it would have been better off than what I'm doing right now. Do it, not crush it. You need to do what you can when you can. Life happens. You got to take kids to school. Kids get sick. Your spouse needs you for some reason. You've got an unexpected laundry emergency because your washing machine broke down. You've got to go and run errands that weren't planned. You've got to go visit your mother-in-law for a 75th birthday that was totally out of the blue because you didn't really think that it would happen, but it was really impressed upon us that we need to do it. Do it, not crush it. Do what you can do when you can do it because life happens. And when you make choices, when you go for that extra piece of pie that you wish you wouldn't have had for 1 year, but you indulged yourself 3 months later into what you wanted to make a change with, accept your choices and make the decisions that fit the lifestyle you want. There are some people that live by the 80-20 rule. I'm 80% awesome. 20%, I'm okay with having some kind of free time when it comes to maybe I'm not going to exercise as hard, or I'm going to indulge in a sweet treat once a week. But you have to figure out what that lifestyle looks for you. Stop looking side to side. Look at what you need for your body, because that's what really matters. And then begin to say, okay, if this is what I need with my body, then how can I begin to make some shifts in what I'm doing right now? Record it, or you won't own it. It comes down to owning it. It comes down to saying, you know what? I messed up. It's okay. I'm back on the horse. My next decision. Or wait a minute. I had an awesome, perfect day. Celebrate that. And you don't have to celebrate it with food. Celebrate it with a run around the block. Celebrate it with, if you want to, go shopping if your budget allows you to do that. Reward yourself. But don't reward yourself with something that's going to break you of what you've been trying to work so hard on. You have choices. Do it, not crush it. There's so much in life that we beat ourselves up about. Past relationships. I'm sure you can name two or three very quickly that you would have made some changes to in the past. Whether it's an old fling, whether it's a sibling, a mom or dad, a good friend, something happened and you could have done something differently. But we sit here and we try to go all perfect. We try to live for everybody else's reflection of us instead of looking at us and saying, you know what? I need to work on the inside first. And when I work on the inside, when I get my gut feeling really good and I'm eating the right foods and I've got that perfect balance for my body, for what I need with my nutrition, for what I need for my muscle structure, for the way my body is built, then I'm doing the right thing. When I'm getting that amount of sleep that I need, yeah, maybe I don't need the 8 or 9 hours, but if I can get a solid 6 and that's what I need, that's my goal and that's what I'm aiming for. What is the lifestyle that you want? Because you need to start looking at that so your reflection can be of your lifestyle. But the problem is we're trying to create this reflection and adapt everything to it. It's hard to do. I think about a wax museum. I'm not one who really likes those much because, in all honesty, they're kind of creepy because they look very, very similar. I mean, like almost spit an image of the real person. And obviously, that's what they're supposed to be. But if you had both people standing there and if they were exact replicas, so the one is of wax and the one is the real, so one's breathing, but if the other one could appear to be breathing, you're looking at them, you're like, oh my gosh, you're judging them only on what you can see on the outside. But if you were to open them up, what would you see on the inside? That's where healthy living starts. You got to do what's right for your gut. You got to do what's right for your heart. You got to do what's right for circulation. You got to do what's right for your muscles. You got to do what's right for your legs. You've got to do what's right for your mind. You got to do what's right so your body can repair itself, so your cells can detoxify. You got to do what's right that increases your metabolism. You got to do what's right so you can have your cortisol working for you and not against you. But it doesn't come from the outside in. It comes from the inside out. Let your light shine from the inside out. Let that reflection be seen. Not this scary thing where you walk into the wax museum and you're like, oh my gosh, there's like two of you. And then what if there was a third of you? And a fourth of you, and a fifth of you. I mean, you could just keep multiplying. Kind of creepy. So start looking at the inside when it comes to your health. And I promise you, the outside will reflect the inside. And you got to be patient. As we get older, our body is not as quick to react as we would like it to. Doesn't matter if you're male or female. We slow down a little bit. And I really think that when you begin to slow down, you can also begin to appreciate life more. You look at life differently. You can think deeper thoughts. It's not just about surface level. Remember Ernest Hemingway? If you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. It was all about what? The iceberg theory. The same thing goes here when it comes to healthy living. You've got to understand that 1/9 is going to impact you great. It just takes the little itty bitty one step at a time to lead you to miles of greatness. Your reflection comes from within. Train for life. Love your journey. You are beautiful. So go out and do it today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.